broadcast has been brought to you by Covenant Medical Center at 6109 Crenshaw Boulevard in Los Angeles, where they specialize in cardiology, diabetes, hypertension, and pain management. Dr. Donald Winter is your specialist, whose practice is focused on patient care, rehabilitation, and life quality. They can be reached at 323-750-5000 or 323-565-2778. Remember, Covenant Medical Center for excellence in patient care.
Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
And it is a lovely day in the neighborhood. This is Change Matters Solutions, and we hope you had a good Thanksgiving, whether you celebrate or not, or just spend some time with friends and family. And we hope you didn't do a whole lot of shopping on Black Friday. We're trying to make a statement that Black Friday needs to be changed. Too much commercialism out there. Again, this is Change Matters Solutions, and I'm Kenny Hendricks.
And good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Colette Williams, and we are Change Matters, and I am here in the Big Sweet Tea, Dallas, Texas, and we're bringing you Change Matters this morning. And as Kenny Hendricks already said, we hope that you've had a great and restful and peaceful and thankful Thanksgiving week and weekend, and hopefully you didn't spend any money on Black Friday and you spent that time with your friends and family and those who are most important. We've got a pretty good show for you today. We are going to be talking about the Southern California Women's Health Conference that takes place on December 16th. And we have a special guest, and it seems that there's an issue with
actually,
our special guest, the problem.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Scotty, your engineer. Yes, we did get a very confusing email that our scheduled guest would be replaced by someone else, but I do see our scheduled guest on the board.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, maybe we have her. Do we have Lena Kennedy online?
Do you hear me? This is Lena Kennedy.
Lena, there you are. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming online. I know you're very busy, Lena. I know that you are. This is Colette, and Kenny Hendricks is also on the line, and I think you were also brought in by our technician engineer, Scotty Reed. So Kenny Hendricks is also online with us. Lena?
Good morning, Lena. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? Good morning.
Well, good. It's an honor and a privilege to have you.
Well, I am honored to be on the line and to be chatting with all of you about the Southern California Women's Health Conference.
Well, thank you very much, Lena. We want to get going because the time goes by really fast, and I know how busy you are, and we get to talking, and we get moving, and when we look up, it's over. So we want to get as much in as possible. But a couple of things that I do want to say about you, Lena. You are the founder and principal of the Southern California Women's Health Conference. This is 16th year for the conference. And each year when I see it, I'm absolutely amazed at what takes place during this conference. You're also the founder and principal of the Community Women's Vital Voices. And you've done a lot of work in the community. From the day that I met you to this point, you have been busy, busy doing a lot of work for city, community, the federal government, all over the country. And it's just absolutely amazing how you can do so much, keep going, and bring so much to the community. And the way you do this is just absolutely amazing. Tell us a little bit more about the Women's Health Conference and what we can expect this year and how it actually got started, because it's really, really fantastic. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Health Conference has been going on for, this is our 16th year. And actually, we started about 20 years ago at my church, First Damage Church, Pasadena, focusing on African-American women and the lack of research for black women. And we had a gathering of women at my church. We had some UCLA professionals come out and talk to the ladies at the church. And then we expanded. We started working with the city of Pasadena. Then 16 years ago, we developed and formalized it and started having it at the Hilton Hotel, the Convention Center, the Castaways. We moved around Southern California hosting the conference. And 16 years later, we have over 2,000 people that come through the conference. We have over 20-something workshops. We've had up to 27 workshops. This year, we have about 20 workshops. We have a morning session. We have a luncheon session. We have a three-track series of workshops where we focus on health care regarding to female-related cancer, diabetes, obesity, healthy eating, and then we have a beauty track that focuses on exercise and facials and how to keep your skin clean and keep your internal clean so that you look beautiful. We have vendors. We have services that we offer. We have shopping because it's the holiday season. So we have a lot that goes on. So that's kind of how we got started. And 16 years later, we're still standing. And we offer services to everyone.
Okay, great. Well, I think I've been to probably, I don't know, maybe 10 of the conferences. And as I said, every single year, I'm absolutely amazed. I never tire. There's a lot going on. Lots and lots of people come in, thousands of people come in. The luncheon is absolutely fantastic. And now this year you've got, I think this is the second year for the man cave. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, you said I do. Can you repeat that?
This is the second year for the man cave?
Yes, the man cave. This is our second year offering the man cave. We had thought to do this about 5 years ago, because when we're setting up for the conference, it's a huge production, and all of the ladies' wives come down and help set up for the conference.
The ladies' husbands.
The ladies' husbands, thank you, thank you.
The ladies, might have some ladies' wives on, you know.
The ladies' husbands, how do they help? And so we thought one year, we said, why don't we offer health workshops for the men? Mm-hmm. And I was over a friend of mine's house, Andrew Oliver, and he said, oh, let me show you my man cave. And so he said, no, I'll show it to you, but you can only look at it because my wife puts me out here. This is where I watch the games. This is where the men hang out, and we just are ourselves, and we don't have to worry about any women coming around. And so then I said to him, that's it. That's what we need to do for the health conference, have a man cave.
Okay.
So I asked him to work with me, and then it just evolved. So we have the Boule, which Andrew Oliver is a part of, Harlan Ward, Clark Rucker, And they're the key people that work with me in putting together the man cave. And we have about 200 men that attend the man cave.
And are you privy to what kind of things go on in the man cave?
Well, what happens in the man cave stays in the man cave. However, the workshops...
what happens in the man cave stays in the man cave.
They have, and it's just for the men. So they have workshops on prostate cancer, relationship building, finances, their spiritual life. They have, I think they have about five different workshops. They have breakfast, they have lunch, it's completely hosted, they have swag bags, and really what happens in the man cave stays in the man cave. And the beauty of it, the report that we get back from them is that the men are able to really say things that they would not say if their wives or their girlfriends or if a woman was in the room. They're very relaxed, and they open up unconditionally and express what's going on in their life, and they know that they're in a safe place. So it really is a sacred cave for the men.
Oh, that's great. And Lena, I'm looking at the flyer that you have sent out, and I look at the number of sponsors and who the sponsors actually are. It's absolutely phenomenal that you have these sponsors who have joined in what you're doing. And they obviously see the vision. They obviously want to be a part of it. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. And I'm sure the next thing that will be called is the World Women's Health Conference, because it is that phenomenal. It is that fantastic, and you're doing a fantastic job. I also see the presenters here, and you've got some great presenters here who will be talking about health issues that are relevant to women as well as men, as you just stated. And how did you come about to pull all of these people in? How did that happen?
So now, may I impose upon you and ask you this? I have Beverly Morgan Sandoz. Is it okay if she join in on this call?
Sure, absolutely.
Because she's going to take the lead. As we talk about hectic schedules, we team play. And so Beverly Morgan Sandoz, she's on the line, and she's going to join in and weed in and talk about the presenters. I will talk about some of the sponsors. We have Wells Fargo, who has been a sponsor with us from the very beginning. This conference takes place because of the incredible sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
No one has paid to come to get this education.
I spent 10 years at Wells Fargo back in the 80s.
You spent 10 years with Wells Fargo?
Yes, I did.
Oh, fantastic.
I was in the data center.
Well, they have been very, very good to this conference. We have Methodist Hospital, who has joined us in the last 5 years as a sponsor, and they're phenomenal. We have UPS, who's incredible. They provide financial support. They provide volunteers. They're just amazing. We have Huntington Hospital. We have Kaiser. We have the Pacific Fish Company. Jihiha is our co-chair of the conference, along with Catherine Barger. And then I'm going to have Beverly join in to talk about the workshops.
Okay. Is she on? I don't hear her. Okay, maybe Scotty's bringing her on.
I think the technician has to get her on.
Yeah, he does.
So he must be bringing her on.
Actually,
I also worked at Huntington Hospital.
Oh, you worked at Huntington Hospital?
Also.
Yes.
He's been all over Pasadena.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't.
We're all Pasadena people.
This is Scotty.
He worked at Huntington Hospital as well.
Yes, he did.
That's funny. So I worked at Huntington Hospital many, many years ago.
Yeah, it was
but
many
they're
years
really
ago.
A community. They're a hospital that gets involved in the community, as well as Methodist Hospital. Methodist Hospital is amazing. They provide volunteers. Their staff gets involved. They're just amazing. So we have some really good hospitals in our community that engage and believe in community and reinvest back into the community. And Beverly's going to join in. I think she's waiting for the technician to plug her in.
Okay, maybe she is.
I'm trying
Hi,
to...
Hi, Beverly.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Oh, good. Hi, good morning. Good morning, Beverly. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got Kenny Hendricks on. I'm Yolanda. Yolanda. And Scotty also is our engineer, so thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Okay. We were just talking to Lena, and we were talking about the workshops that are going to be at the conference and the workshop presenters. How do you go about finding such a great lineup of workshop presenters?
Well, you know, there are people that are known to our workshop committee. There are people that are recommended by various community leaders. And then there are people we also read about, and we end up saying, wouldn't it be fantastic if such and such a person, you know, could come and speak? And what is really great about our workshop presenters is that they all volunteer. These are people who have expertise in many fields, and they are professionals, and they volunteer their time to come and, mm-hmm. and give workshops and to respond to the questions from the women mm-hmm. and men.
Hi, Beverly. This is Kenny Hendricks. I'm looking at the lineup, and everything it's phenomenal here. I'm wondering, how do you fit it all in one day? It's a lot going on.
Oh, my goodness.
It, very exciting.
It is really incredible. However, if you know Lena, you know that, you know, it's like she sets the bar high, and all of us who are also volunteers, we just live up to her expectations. Mm-hmm. So we have workshops, we have the vendors, we have a fashion show, we have the man cave, because, you know, taking care of your health and taking care of your family's health is serious business, but like it ought to be also fun too. And, you know, to take care of your health and your family's health, you need to have information. And so the conference is about giving people information, but also allowing them to have fun, to network with other women, and to, you know, to kind of enjoy the day.
Great. And that is exactly what happened. And as I'm looking at the flyer, I see names that are familiar to me. I'm looking at all three flyers here, as a matter of fact. And as I said, you have such an impressive lineup of sponsors who have obviously joined this event, this conference, and they've seen your vision. They know exactly what you're doing, Lena, not what you're trying to do, but what you do. You've accomplished a great deal as you put this on every single year. And it gets bigger, it gets better. Even knowing how in the world could it get any better, it does every single year. I'm always amazed at what happens at the conference. Always a very full day of lots of healthy information. The women leave feeling full, knowledgeable, better than when they came in. So it is really a fantastic day. And it's the best way that we can all spend our day and our time. And I think one of you mentioned that this is also free of charge, I believe.
Yes.
To come into the expo. Okay.
That's true.
Come into the expo.
True.
And
right.
And how do you accomplish that? How is that done?
It is through the sponsors that we're able mm-hmm. to meet most of the cost of the conference. Mm-hmm. Now there is a luncheon, and there is, for anyone interested in coming to the luncheon, there is a nominal cost for that. But otherwise, we have to thank our sponsors.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so I wonder, could I mention some of the titles of workshops?
Please.
Those are just really interesting. We have one that's called Anti-Aging, the Most Important but Forgotten Health and Beauty Secrets for Women with Grandchildren. We have something that's entitled Prescriptions for Emotional Wellness. Another one that's titled The Happiness Effect, Why It Helps You Lose Weight, Stay Calm, and Eliminate Stress. We have another one called Advanced Beauty Techniques, the ways that technology is changing beauty. Using foods to help balance your hormones. And one of our the workshops that like we are really excited about, we have a panel of women who are survivors of breast cancer, and they are going to come and share how they not only have fought breast cancer, but how they are thriving in spite of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We have a workshop on foods that fight cancer. Let's see. So we are looking at like giving the women things that will make them feel good, like the beauty and dealing with anti-aging issues, but also the information, you know, about illness and about prevention and about treatment. One of the workshops deals with diabetes, et cetera. So just the, I'm excited because I love the workshop. So,
right. And I see here, I've seen some of the people that are on this list. They're also returning. I see one of the ladies is working with weight loss and people who struggle with weight loss. And she talked about getting to the core of why some people are unable to lose the weight that they try so desperately to do. The other here is an MD who's also talking about his workshop will be about diabetes, hypertension, and I believe heart disease.
Right.
And how to manage the diabetes so that it does not go into a different direction, and how there are no complications from diabetes. I see also another lady here is talking about holistic health. So there is a plethora of information that's given out, and just a huge amount of information that women will leave with. They'll get the opportunity to participate in the workshop. They'll also get handouts. They'll also get all kinds of goodies, tangibles that each of the presenters usually bring. And women leave with those tangibles. And again, this is a fantastic day. It's a phenomenal day. And all of you are doing such a great job to ensure that everyone leaves there feeling full and whole, and I know that they do. And Beverly, tell us your role with the conference, what you're doing.
Well, I started volunteering with the conference, I think, about 3 or 4 years ago. This was after I was diagnosed with breast cancer and had gone through chemo and radiation. And so I felt, you know, I wanted an opportunity to give back. And I remember meeting Lena, and she's such a hardworking person. And so I said to myself, I wonder what it is she's doing. I had heard about the conference, and so I thought, okay, I want to try to hook up with her, and maybe that'll be a way I can give back. Lena said that she needed help in terms of the workshops, and I said, oh, okay, I can do that. I can assist her with the workshops. Well, assisting has turned into being the director of workshops and presenters. And so I have a committee of hardworking women who go through applications of workshop presenters and we make recommendations and we decide on who to invite to be workshop presenters.
Okay. Great.
Well,
that's wonderful.
I want to chime in. Beverly had no idea what she was signing up for. And she is one of the, and for some reason, Beverly, I want to think it's more than 3 years, but she has been doing a phenomenal job. And the work that they put into, they have a panel that they put together and a process, an application process, a white paper call. They have to apply to be a speaker at the conference. Then her panel looks at it, reviews it, and determines to pick out of 60 to 100 applications which ones are going to be speakers. And then there's a really detailed process and sending them confirmation letters and engaging them, and then there's a training process that goes on with the moderators that work with them. And so she's done a, I just wanted to give a shout out to the incredible work that she has been doing, and I think it's she, like I said, she's one of the directors. That's why she's on the phone. She's one of the key people that play a role in making this conference a success.
Thank you.
This entire thing is, I see this as a labor of love. And Lena, you know, this, you've been doing this for 16 years, but 20 years including, I guess, the predecessor to this. What keeps you encouraged and motivated doing this? That's a very long time. And what keeps you motivated and encouraged to keep going and keep doing this every year?
You know, that's interesting. So, number one, I just want to say sustainability is important, and things start and sometimes they die.
Exactly, yeah.
This has started, and it started because there was a need. And it continues to grow because the need is still there. What motivates me is that this is for me as much as it is for everyone that attends. And so this is something that I'm doing for myself to help me on this journey of trying to be healthier and live a life of quality, mm-hmm. as it helps others. And so it motivates me to know that I'm making a difference in the lives of so many people as I walk through this life of trying to help myself, because that's what it's all about, is how we give back and how we invest our lives in other people. And clearly there's a need because it keeps growing and it keeps existing, and the sponsors understand that it impacts the quality of the life of their employees. This conference is for everyone. Low income, no income, wealthy, middle class, billionaires, everyone's, every ethnicity, it's for everyone. It's a Southern California Women's Health Conference, and it exists and it continues to exist because there's a need, and we will always need to be educated on how to maintain a quality of life. And for many of us, it's a reminder. Some of us know a lot, but it reminds us. Some of us think we know a lot, and then we find out, oh, I didn't know that I should be asking my doctor that. I didn't know that when I go to set up my appointment that I should be advocating this way, and that I have the power and the authority to dictate and demand a second opinion. And so we learn. We think we know because we're some of professional women. We're doing our great jobs on our in our workplace. But then we come here and we realize, oh, I heard that 20 years ago. Oh, I used to eat that way, and I kind of fell off, and now I'm doing this. And so we're reminded of things we know, and then we are informed about things we don't know, and then we're educated on how to move forward. And so the theme is your health, your way, because what's good for me may not be good for you, mm-hmm. but we can learn together, and then we can create something that works for our lifestyle. So it continues to exist. I continue to be motivated because it's for myself, and it's a way to give back to the community.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, this is Colette. Lena, one of the questions that I am really, really anxious to ask you is, I'm looking at the flyer, and before I ask that question, we've got a station break, and Scotty's letting us know that we've got to go. Don't go anywhere. Lena and Beverly, don't go anywhere, folks. Join us as we are talking about the Southern California Women's Health Conference, and we will be right back after this station break. Thank you for joining us.
Beverly, can you hear me?
Yes.
Alana, can you hear me?
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
And we are back. This is Change Matters Solutions. I am Kenny Hendricks, and we have two wonderful guests with us today. We have Ms. Lena Kennedy, who is the, and I'm going to mess this up, she's the chair of the Southern California Women's Health Conference. And Beverly, I'm sorry,
Morgan Sandoz.
And Morgan Sandoz, who's one of the, also one of the contributors.
I am Colette Williams, and thank you for joining us. We are back with Lena Kennedy and Beverly Morgan Sandoz from the Southern California Women's Health Conference, and they're joining us to tell us and you about the conference and what you can expect. We hope that everyone listening who is local in the Southern California area will join us on December 16th at the Pasadena Hilton. This is a morning afternoon of fun, of information, of meeting lots of people, networking, just a fun filled day. And you will be full when you leave, so please join us on that day. Let's get back to our discussion. And Lena, my burning question to you is, how do we duplicate this and you? How do we bring this to other places? What can we do to get the Southern California Women's Health Conference in other communities? Is that possible, probable? Can we do that? Hello?
Did we lose Lena?
Lena? Is anyone there?
Beverly?
Beverly's here, but I'm not sure what happened with Lena.
Okay.
Okay. I think that there are groups out there that we can network with, to start planning conferences like this, and chances are there's probably the seed already there. We just have to work, you know, to help it grow. We have to identify those groups, those women groups that are maybe having neighborhood wellness groups. Maybe having healthcare screenings at their local libraries. We have to start identifying them, because I definitely think it's possible. We can replicate. I mean, we did it here. We can do it other places too. There are also sororities we could reach out to, to help make it happen.
Sure.
Okay. I think we have a caller on. Scotty, is that right? Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes. Let me go ahead and put this out there. We may have lost the other guest, but if you have a question or a comment, hit **. That will unmute you and light up your number on the board, and I'll know you have a question. Let me just check back the other guests that we had. Who were we trying to talk to and could not hear from them?
That was Lena Kennedy.
Okay.
So,
yeah, Miss Kennedy, are you still on the line? I'm seeing a number of...
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, there she is.
Okay, just wanted to check your audio, but we do have, it looks like, a question from Miss Andrea James. Miss Andrea, did you have a question?
Good morning, everyone that's on the line this morning.
Good morning, Andrea. Good morning.
Good morning. I couldn't remember who Miss Colette Williams had on the show today, but the perfect timing. I remember when this conference was done by the predecessor, and it's grown so expeditiously since Lena Kennedy has taken it over. So Lena, my hat is off to you from the volunteers. You do this year-round. But one of the questions I have today is, what is the age range of the target market that you are trying to reach for the women that are there? And also, is there still an activity going on during the fabulous luncheon? And if people just come for the luncheon, the food is off the chain. Oh, I tell you, so, and the workshops, the man cave, everything that everybody is doing with this event, from volunteers to the vendors to the sponsors, it is well worth the day. It takes a whole year to put this together. The day after this event, Lena's already started on 2017, and that's how you make things successful of this magnitude. I know it's going to be in a different location this year than it was in previous years, but there's always a reason for everything, and sometimes we do have to adapt to change. And what's the name of the show? Change Matters. So again, thank you for thank you for everything, the workshops from anti-aging to breast cancer. I didn't know if there's going to be one on prostate cancer, but the man's K was really awesome last year, and it's just and a good question on having is this possibly event going to infiltrate into other communities, other cities, and maybe even other states? Thank you. I'll take my comment off the air.
Thank you, Andrea. And this is Colette again. And my question again, thank you, Beverly. My question being to Lena, since you're there, we've got to duplicate this. We've got to replicate this and see to it that this is done in other parts of the country. And I know that someone else has been talking to you about doing this in the big, sweet, cheese, Big D Dallas. And we hope that it does happen in Dallas. I think it would be an awesome opportunity for, I won't use the word growth, but it will be an awesome opportunity to disseminate more information, more knowledge to help women, because this is, again, phenomenal, the way that you pull this together, the plethora of people who are on the presenters list, participants, the vendors. I think you've left no stone unturned. And even looking at your flyer, you've left no stone unturned. So bringing this to other parts of the country, I'm sure it's a huge undertaking. It's a massive undertaking. Do you think that it can be done?
Well, to answer that question, anything is possible. And yes, and it's not that we haven't given thought to that. We've been thinking about that for years. But one of the things you want to do before you move forward is to ensure that you are reaching the communities where you are. So that's starting at home, and that's what we're doing. So we're really trying to master what we're doing here so that it can be duplicated. And as you duplicate it, you have to look at who your partners are in those other states. And so we've been looking at that. And as we continue to master our work, which where there's a lot of fine-tuning. We put this production on. It's a huge production. But you have to have the staff to, when you're talking about traveling the state to state, you have to have the staff, paid staff, to make that happen. And we're not there yet, but clearly we've been looking at it, talking about it, and we really thank Yolanda for her continuing to motivate us. But we're working on it. So fly out here to California, wherever you are.
Well, I can assure you that Yolanda is behind you 100%. And I can assure you that if there's anything that she can do to make it happen in Texas, she loves Texas that much. She will make it happen. So let's continue to talk about what's going on with this.
Oh, just this is Scotty the engineer. I think we have I think we have another caller from the 626 area code. We got a bunch of those area codes on. I don't want to say the whole number, but if you are hanging on and you have a question or a comment, please go ahead and ask it from the 626 area code.
Welcome to the show. Please ask your question.
Okay, it's possible they unmuted themselves by accident. Please continue.
Okay.
So, you want to give out the telephone number?
Yeah, let's give out the number.
We do have a caller. Let's go ahead with this caller. We got an unknown caller. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Hello, is the line open?
Yes, it is.
Go right ahead, please.
Good morning, this is Sharpland.
Great. Hi, Shar. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. I wanted to join the call this morning and just say congratulations to Lena and the Southern California Women's Health Conference. They've done an amazing job for several years, and I just wanted to just really just lift her up and just give her the praise. I'm listening to the call, and I know Lena, and I just love that, you know, Lena's doing this to motivate not only herself, but everyone else that's involved. And Beverly had mentioned, you know, that participation from everyone is because Lena sets the bar so high, and people, you know, want to obtain that high bar and feel the success of that. So I just wanted to also just, Lena, ask if you could just speak to the community of volunteers that you have for this amazing conference that you do. You know, I think about the Tournament of Roses, and I think about the army of volunteers that they have for such a big event, and I just really think that the Southern California Health Conference has really grown to that, where they have that type of volunteer support. And just if you could just speak a little bit about that and some of the organizations that have teamed up to volunteer for this Southern California Women's Health Conference.
Thank you, Char, for bringing that up. We put this conference on because of our incredible sponsors. We have an enormous amount of manpower from the community. So we work with over 80 nonprofit organizations from around Southern California that come together, volunteer their time, to help produce this conference. And what we do, this is under the Southern California Women's Health Conference, which is one of the programs of Community Women Vital Voices, which is our nonprofit. And the conference is one of the programs that falls under that. So during the course of the year, we work with a lot of these nonprofit organizations, and we have speaker series. We do the planning of the conference. We meet every single month. So we have anywhere from 40 to 80 people sometimes attend these meetings and the speaker series, and we have these incredible speakers that come in and talk. But the nonprofit organizations and the individuals that are committed to their communities work with us collectively as a team to produce this conference. And not, some of those organizations are places like, as our sponsors, City of Hope. They started with us not as a sponsor but as a volunteer entity because they believed in the mission of the conference. They have been with us from the beginning. Now they are one of our major sponsors. They have their staff that volunteers. Then we have the American Red Cross. We have the YWCA. We have the NAACP Pasadena Altadena branch that are they are involved. We have just the list goes on, and if you go on the website, you'll see some of those nonprofit organizations that are involved. And when I say the organizations are involved, Planned Parenthood, it's the people behind the organizations. When I talk about corporations being involved and giving their resources, it's the people that work for them that put a face to those institutions sure. that make them real. And so our volunteers are phenomenal. If I start naming names, I'm going to miss out on so many because we have so many nonprofit organizations and so many individuals that participate to make this event phenomenal.
Do you want to go ahead and give out that webpage?
The website is www.thesocalhealthconference.com. So it's thesocalhealthconference.com. You could go to that website. You could register for the workshops. You can get involved if you want to volunteer. We're in desperate need of volunteers. We're always looking for volunteers. We have volunteers that work on the front end, but we need over 100 volunteers to work the day of the conference. And that's always a challenge, particularly because we're having it in December, which is the holiday season, and everyone's off for vacation. And so it's harder to get our volunteers. So I just want to put a shout out to anyone that's interested in being a volunteer at the conference. You're treated really well. You're taken care of really well as you take care of others.
We will continue to put the word out there. So folks listening, if you want to volunteer, if you've got some time, make sure you get out there to the Southern California Women's Health Conference. I also wanted to just take a moment to say, you know, the name of this program, as Andrea stated, is Change Matters Solutions. And what you ladies are doing is phenomenal. These are the solutions that we're trying to talk about.
Absolutely,
getting up and doing something rather than sitting around. We do a lot of talking, and it's important to talk about things, but it's also important to get up and do things. And it really warms my heart to see this happening and people actually getting out, doing things. And I look at the sponsors, like you've mentioned, the Wells Fargo's, the Huntington Hospitals. These are very large corporate organizations.
Right.
The fact that they are so heavily involved, I think, speaks volumes to the kind of work you're doing and the level of work you're doing, the job you're doing.
So, right.
Just wanted to give you a shout out there.
And again, it does speak volumes. The years that I've been involved, and I do volunteer, they continue to come back. The list grows. The list is almost endless. It's a very impressive list of sponsors and volunteers. And as Lena said, there are never too many. I don't think we've ever seen a conference where we had too many volunteers, because there's always something for someone to do. There's always a reason and a rhyme for someone to give their time to such a phenomenal event. And it truly is a phenomenal event. And as you just stated, Ken, we're talking about change and those changes that matter. And this is one of those events that matters a great deal to the people in the community. And I'm so positive that once this does hit the road and it is replicated in other parts of the country, the feeling of wealth and knowledge and being whole and full will be had by others. And the sponsors, the volunteers who make this really come together so that there is a great deal of success and there is a great deal of a feeling of grace and gratitude at the end of the day. It's such a feeling of grace and gratitude, and I've been there. At the end of the day, when all we could do was just drop down into a chair and say, wow, because there are thousands of women especially who participate in this event. And it's been held in Pasadena for 16 years, and it's one of the biggest events in Pasadena. It really is, and it is a fantastic, fantastic day for women. Lena and Beverly, can you tell us a few more things that women can expect? I know that I've seen women who are getting facials and massages. I know that there are a lot of things going on in the man cave. In fact, I'm a chess player. And last year I was told to get away from the chess game. It's not for women.
Yeah.
Get away. So, are there any chess games for women?
We could do that.
Oh, okay.
Right.
We do get a lot. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, let's see. We're going to have different kinds of screenings. There will be free dental screening, blood pressure checks, mammograms. That's the serious side of it. But then there will be things that will be for The vendors will sell like soaps and candles and women's apparel and accessories. On the men's side, in the men's cave, I believe that there is going to be a bid whist contest. So you know, it's all about mixing the fun and joy and with information and with seriousness. There's also at the men's luncheon, it's going to be a round table. We have elected officials who will come and join the men at their various tables, and they'll be asking questions and talking politics.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Talking politics. Oh, my. That will lend itself to some very interesting conversations.
Remind the listeners that date, that is Friday, December 16th at the Hilton Hotel in Pasadena.
Yes.
And callers, more time. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and we conclude the day with the other thing that we offer, and I didn't hear Beverly mention, we have flu shots too. And we work with all these services that are being offered are offered by the hospitals and organizations. For example, City of Pasadena is offering flu shots, the health department. We have some of the other hospitals that are offering these services. So they bring this to us, and it's no charge for any of this. This is all free. But the fun part, as Beverly said, we have seriousness, but we try to make it fun, too, because life is full. So we conclude with a fabulous fashion show.
Oh,
and
my
everyone
goodness.
Walks away with a swag bag that has wonderful gifts inside.
All the workshops are free as well?
That's free.
They are. Yes. The workshops.
Everything is all free.
Yeah, everything is free. The fashion show, oh my goodness, we're on our feet jumping and screaming and clapping and having a great time. And some of the women come out, all of them come out, and it is phenomenal. It's one of the best fashion shows that I've ever been to. And I've been to some fantastic fashion shows. It's one of the best. And the clothing, even from the adult women to the young girls who are in the fashion show, the clothing, the women who are actually wearing and down the catwalk, it's phenomenal. It is absolutely phenomenal. And
we've got about 6 more minutes left, and I wanted to give the ladies a chance.
Actually, we have less than that. we have less than that, but if the ladies do want to give their final comments.
Okay. Well, one more thing. Lena, can you tell us a little bit about the fashion show before we go?
I think somebody has already articulated how great it was. What I would like to say before I go is I want to thank my directors for their commitment and their time to make the whole event the success that it is, from Beverly Morgan Sandoz to Elizabeth Ellis to Jerry Sudduth to
Heidi
Sergey Nelson, Heidi Love from UPS. Those directors are phenomenal. Who did I miss? Connie Bass is phenomenal. We just have some phenomenal directors that do a magnificent job.
Yes. And the flyer, as I said, the flyer is, you can just tell by the flyer that this is a fantastic, phenomenal day. And again, it is on Friday, December 16th, from 7:30 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. The conference, the workshops, and the expo are free. Women, everyone, men, please get there. Please, if you are listening to the show, and I hope that you are, call, get the information, go online, get the information, and make sure that you are there. You will not be sorry at all. The luncheon is fantastic. when we end the day, as I said, it is a day where everyone leaves full and happy and glad to have been there. So it is a fantastic day. And Lena, we want to thank you and Beverly for being on the show this morning. And
thank you.
We know that you're very busy in pulling all this together. It will be December 16th before you can blink your eye. And we just want to let you know, thank you so very, very much for being here with us and spending the time with us to get this information out to the community.
Thank you. Thank you.
And okay. This is Change Matters Solutions. We're going to be signing off. Once again, thank you to Lena and Beverly for gracing us with their presence, and good luck on the conference on December 16th in Pasadena. This is Change Matters Solutions. We're signing off. I am Kenny Hendricks.
And I am Colette Williams, and thank you for joining us. And we will see you December 16th at the Southern California Women's Health Conference and Expo.
Thank you.
Thank you.